Hello and welcome to this Council of Europe podcast. With me is Panos. What caught your eye from last week's news agenda?
For me, it was very useful to see our network of anti-drug trafficking people get together. They basically discussed smuggling of drugs at airports, and there were some very revealing ways of looking into that problem, particularly with new statistics that show in Europe, Spain, for example, is the number one recipient of cocaine.
That was the Pompidou Group. Why does the Council of Europe have an interest in drug policy?
Well, I think drug policy is also concerned to human rights, because people who are drug addicts, we don't want to deal with them as just criminals, but also people who have a problem. And so the Pompidou Group, named after a French president, because he actually started this group many years ago, also wants to improve the human rights of people who are addicts and their health conditions and how countries treat them so they're not ostracized necessarily.
One story that got quite a lot of traction, certainly online last week, was the comments article by the new Commissioner for Human Rights, Neil Muzhniek, where he talked about his fear that those people who support the rights of lesbian, gay, transgender and bisexual people were being silenced. Just give us a little bit of the background to that.
Now we're coming around the season of gay pride rallies and marches, and so this is also a time for people who are homophobic and anti-gay rights to have their voices heard. And I think the commissioner was referring to that. It's an alarming amount of voices that are against gay rights, and he wants to point that out, that this is just unacceptable.
That's last week then. I know that this week there's many things happening. Tell us what's going on.
Well, first and foremost, we have the Parliamentary Assembly session, which means we have delegations of national parliaments from all 47 member states flying, training, driving into Strasbourg. And so we're going to be expecting some interesting people. Albanian Prime Minister Salih Berisha is coming. Albania, as you know, is now chairman of the Committee of Ministers. And also Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic is coming to participate in a joint debate on democracy at risk, the role of citizens in the state today.
One of the things that I find most interesting about the Parliamentary Assembly Week is that there's a sort of bustle of activity. So many things are happening, so many side events. And one of the ones that's on the agenda is this discussion of new guidelines for educators who want to fight Islamophobia. Do you have any more background on that?
This is an issue that is very, very high on our priorities at the Council of Europe. For example, in addition to that side event, we'll have a debate on multiple discrimination against Muslim women in Europe, and that will be debated by the Assembly. So these are the kinds of side events and main events that are going to be highly focused. In fact, we'll have the president of Tunisia's Constituent Assembly coming to participate in the debate in political transition in Tunisia, and that also raises the issue of Islam in politics.
Council of Europe has been very strong on maintaining its links with these countries of North Africa, particularly those ones that experienced the Arab Spring. And as you say, the Tunisians will be coming here to continue that process. Would that be fair?
Yes, that is absolutely fair. The Parliamentary Assembly has made requests to different parts of the Council of Europe to continue work with Tunisia. For example, the Venice Commission, which meets in Venice, is made up of many expert lawyers. And what they've done is they've actually assisted the Tunisians, the Constituent Assembly of Tunisia, giving them advice and just helping them where they can in this plan to draft a new constitution.
What is the feedback then from these North African countries, from these countries that went through the Arab Spring, in terms of how they appreciate the work of the Council of Europe?
The feedback we've received is generally good. We want to avoid an impression of trying to talk at people and instruct them as if we're wiser. It's not that. It's just offering our services, our knowledge, and then working with them. And I think the feedback has been good. I've spoken to the Tunisian consulate here and the consul general, and he's very positive about the work the council is doing in Tunisia.